Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's Stevie Dan bringing us back. That's Peg. 17-2. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate. And we have a great visit with Eva Rosenberg. She is the Tax Mama. And she's the author of Small Business Taxes Made Easy. And she is the galactic guru of small business taxes. And she's our good friend, Eva Rosenberg. Thanks again for hanging out with us. Eva's an original founding member of our Brain Trust. More than 15 years she's been with us and helping us with some great information about small business. Eva, I'm glad you're here. TaxMama.com, right?
TaxMama.com.
Just folks, that's a really important site. You need,
yeah,
really need to show up there, and especially this time of year, because quickly, let's just point these dates out. We got a corporate extension filing date coming up the middle of September.
Corporate and partnership on
and
September 15th.
Yeah.
And also estimated tax payments on September 15th.
Right. You just had to bring that up, didn't you? And then,
And then
October 15th, we got the personal and the, what LLC is also on September 15th, right?
Well, LLCs, depending on how they're filing. If they're filing as partnerships, then LLCs are on September 15th. If they're what's called disregarded entities and filed as part of your Schedule C, then it's October 15th.
That's what I was going to say. I just was going to let Eva say that instead. Okay, Eva. So, folks, these are big dates coming up. Don't miss them. These are for the people who file extensions like me. Eva, let's talk about tax evasion. You know, I think it was Brandeis.
Judge Learned Hand.
Learned Hand, that's who it was. You want to tell the story about the tax avoidance, tax evasion? That's who it was.
No, you go ahead.
Well, he just said that tax avoidance is his right. Tax evasion is a crime. Now he took a longer story to get there, but that's essentially what he said. Tax avoidance is his right and the smart thing to do. Tax evasion, not so much. And so the question is, Eva, are small business owners evading tax, and maybe they don't know it?
Well, a lot of them who are evading tax are doing it deliberately. And that's the problem.
What would that look like?
That basically looks like getting paid cash under the table, not reporting the cash, and that's one of the reasons IRS keeps trying to shut down the cash economy, is because there's so much of this going on that makes it harder to trace, but. With all the 1099s going back and forth, if anyone wants to claim a deduction for anything, they have to issue a 1099 to whoever they pay for services and things like that. That cuts down a lot of it, and you should see how angry some of these people get when we call them on behalf of our clients to get their federal ID numbers in January.
Right. Yeah.
And they almost get violent. I have had someone threaten to kill somebody because they demanded their Social Security number. So, when you establish a relationship with somebody and you're going to be paying them whatever it is you're going to be paying them for their services, make sure that you make it clear that you're going to be issuing them a 1099 at the end of the year. And you can do that by asking them to fill out a form W-9, which gives their name, address, and, federal ID number and what kind of business, whether they're incorporated or not. And if you do that at the beginning of the relationship, they're going to price their project or service accordingly, because they're going to include the taxes they're going to pay, and you're not going to get threatened by them in January.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't, what happens is these guys have given you a bid based on not paying taxes on it. Now you're blindsided.
Now you're coming back and you're gonna rate 20% off of that.
Yeah, and you know I know that this is not cool. You know that they shouldn't be doing this, but
well, you sure can't build them. What you're doing, folks, is I mean anybody who does that is just you're not just screwing the government, you're screwing yourself. I mean you're. When you lowball a bid to try to be in a shadow economy, then basically you are a train wreck waiting to happen.
Oh, yeah. And one of the things that people don't realize is your employees know what you're doing when you behave this way. And one of the things that happens when your employees know that you're this kind of person is they treat you like that kind of person as well.
And let me tell you something, folks. When the government determines through whatever method that you've misfiled, they disagree with you on the timing of income and expenses. You didn't pay enough, and now you owe some more. You know what they do? They send you a notice. If they find out you're doing some of the stuff that Eva's just been talking about, they have a certain division. They're armed. They show up with their weapon and their badge, and they take you off.
They can do that too. And by the way, you know, I mentioned that those employees who know about this and know the kind of guy you are, who will also steal from you, but they'll also turn you in.
Here's one reason they turn you in because they may not be paying your own. They may not be paying their employees.
Their payroll taxes.
The payroll taxes. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
and
Eva,
your neighbors. Neighbors may turn you in.
TaxMama.com, right?
TaxMama.com.
We're going to find out what else is going on that we need to know about, especially in this tax filing season. After these messages with our good friend, Eva Rosenberg, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.